I know the Constitution and a lot of reformers like Abraham Lincoln and others have made this statement that we have liberty and we have right of pursuit of happiness. A lot of that pursuit of happiness to take you to the pit. And then God talks about people being happy. I used a scripture last night in the teaching class from Proverbs. I was in the book of Proverbs quite a bit. But it goes on down in the third chapter. Talks about happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Happy. But he ain't talking about getting out here being happy in the flesh. Happy out here with things that feel good and look good and smell good and everything. You're not talking about that stinking bunch of foolishness. He's talking about being happy with the things that God wants you to have, that pleases God. You can still be happy with that if you'll repent and really receive Christ as your Lord and Master. There's a lot of Christians, Christ ain't their Lord and Master. They might be a Christian, but Christ is not their Lord and Master. If he's your Lord and Master, you're going to do what he tells you to do. Or he's not your Lord and Master. Why call ye, he says, why call ye me Lord and do not the things which I say? Why do you want to call me Lord for? If you don't obey me, I ain't your Lord. All right, while we're still in this great book of Matthew's Gospel, the 25th chapter, please. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man, Christ, shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he'll separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he's going to show his other side. Christ has another side as well as God. See, the Bible calls Christ the very image of God. He's the exact duplicate of God in the flesh. An exact duplicate. All right? He separates the sheep from the goats in his day of judgment. He puts the sheep on his right hand, the goats on his left. In verse 41, then shall he say unto them on his left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That sound like God don't have another side and Christ don't have another side? Shoot. Reading the book of Revelation, when Christ returns, he ain't going to look like a little old lambsy pie walking around, people spitting on him, slapping him, and cussing him. Ain't nobody ever going to do that again, get by with it. He ain't never going to let that happen again, you hear it? I'll be glad of it. Slap him down, throw him in hell. God have mercy sakes. Walking around, let body spit on him, cuss him, kick him, denigrate him. No, it ain't going to happen no more. He's going to come, he's going to separate the righteous from the wicked and put that bunch of rebels over there on his left-hand side and say, depart from me, you cursed in everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Praise God. But he said to them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That other side of God that God doesn't often reveal. Now I want to show you some of that other side that we've been reading about in the newspapers here lately. Nahum, the first chapter. We're going to see a lot of the other side of God in this blessed old America that God built by his grace and our patriotic, God-fearing forefathers, and he's kept it by some remnant, a remnant that's been in this nation that's feared God and walked with him. Nahum, the first chapter, verses 2 and 3. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger. It's a good thing he is. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. He ain't going to acquit them. There ain't going to be no great big judgment bar like the 20th chapter of Revelation reveals, when God's going to sit on his throne and all the dead living and dead and those dead in the sea and in the graves and comes out of hell and everybody stands here on this planet before that tribunal, he's not going to acquit the first one of them. Not one. They're going to be judged out of the things written in the books according to their works, what you did when you were alive on this earth. So he says here, the Lord, verse 3, Nahum 1, the Lord hath his way in the whirlwind, the cyclones, the tornadoes. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. Hugo's, Andrews, and all them kind of folks. And the clouds are the dust of his feet. God has his way. You're going to see God having his way in these twisters and things around. He's going to get in the middle of these big old cities, and the old skyscrapers going to be all twisted and turned. The elevators won't work, and the lights won't burn. And he that in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Oh, God, laugh. I'll laugh with you. Praise God. Bunch of fornicators and humanists and abortionists and drunks and dope heads and gamblers. And God, have mercy, what a mess. Whew. Lord said he reserveth wrath for his enemies. They're not going to get by with it. They might think they are, but they're not. I missed a great scripture a while ago in the New Testament. I got to get to that. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, please. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 6. You talk about the other side of God. Here it is written out in good old American English. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation of them that trouble you. That's us. It's a righteous thing for God to recommend tribulation to them that's going to bother us in this rising storm. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished. How? With everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation and destruction on these rascals that trouble us. Hey, I didn't write this book. I ain't judging nobody. I'm telling you what the judge has declared in his getting even with his enemies. And his enemies are my enemies. They better be yours too. Don't you be in judgment with them. Psalm 9:17 said, the other side of God is revealed in one little verse. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And that was demonstrated by the prophecy of Jesus that I read to you out of Matthew, the 25th chapter, verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory with all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and shall there shall be gathered before him all nations, and he'll separate them one from another as a man divideth his sheep from his goats. And the goats he'll put on his left hand, his sheep on his right hand. The wicked, and then in verse 41, then shall he say to them also on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations, not just individuals, but all the nations that forget God. My God, my God, the day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Jesus, sakes in this world. Turn with me to the 6th chapter of Revelation, please. What a wonderful revelation of that other side of Jesus Christ. But we see that other side before he returns in these tornadoes and storms, pestilence, terrorism. All these four sore judgments of the Lord are the other side of God being revealed here in our day. Verse 12, Revelation 6, I beheld when he'd opened the sixth seal, and lo, Jesus opened that seal. There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became as blood. The stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, now you talk about some stirring, raised power, maddened rulers in this world of ours. The kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains. That's talking about generals. The mighty man, every bond man, God's in jail, every free man. They hid themselves in the deep.